KORN News Radio Sports on Tuesday, May 6th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A light schedule of Major League Baseball last night. Atlanta starter A.J. Smith-Shawver took a no-hitter into the eighth inning as the Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-0. Cincinnati's Santiago Espinal would lead off the eighth inning with a single to center field. That would be the only hit for the Reds last night. Atlanta's Matt Olson drove in a pair of runs with an inside-the-park home run in the third inning. The Kansas City Royals, they stay hot. They've won 3 in a row and 11 of their past 13 as they shut out the Chicago White Sox last night 3-0. Bobby Witt Jr., he would score the first run of the game and drove in the second. Kansas City's Cole Reagans didn't last very long, but he did have 5 shutout innings with 11 strikeouts. Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman homered as the Dodgers defeated the Miami Marlins 7-4. Christian Yelich hit a 2-run home run as Milwaukee defeated Houston 5-1. Milwaukee broke a scoreless tie with 3 runs in the third inning. Ian Happ with a home run, he drove in 3 as the Chicago Cubs beat the San Francisco Giants last night 9-2. The Cubs' Carson Kelly, he also hit a home run as the Cubs would score 5 runs last night in the 6th inning. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras hit a go-ahead home run as St. Louis would score 4 times in the 6th. Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-3. The Mets, they would hold on late to beat Arizona 5-4. The Mets would get a 3-run home run from Francisco Lindor and also a 2-run home run from Pete Alonso. Padres, they beat the Yankees last night 4-3. Padres have won 6 straight games. They would get a 2-run double from Manny Machado and also a 2-run single from Xander Bogaerts as the Padres would do all of their damage last night in the 8th inning. And the Athletics, they defeat Seattle 7-6. The Athletics' Jacob Wilson singled home the winning run late last night in the 11th inning. Minnesota Twins were off yesterday. They did take 2 out of 3 over the weekend in Boston, defeating the Red Sox. Twins start a 3-game home series tonight as they take on the last place Baltimore Orioles. First pitch from Target Field is at 6:40. Michigan expected to suspend head football coach Sharon Moore for 2 games next season to address allegations that Moore failed to cooperate in the NCAA's sign-stealing investigation during the 2023 season. Moore is expected to miss Michigan's 3rd and 4th games this year, a home game versus Central Michigan on September 13th, and then at Nebraska a week later. He's also suspended from all athletic-related duties during that 2-week suspension. And we do have coverage tonight of Mitchell Spring Baseball as they enter the final week of the regular season. Mitchell's 12-7 on the year. They will host Sioux Falls, Washington for a doubleheader. Pre-game show starts at 4:45 with first pitch at 5 o'clock tonight at Cadwell Park, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.